Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Do you know that you have gifts from God and that you have a purpose and a calling from God for your life? Regardless of what your occupation may be, you have a calling from God, and it is not necessarily one and the same as your vocation that you currently pursue. We know that the Apostle Paul was a tent maker by trade, and yet he was used by God and called by God and had a purpose of God on his life, in which he was used by the power of the Holy Spirit to pen nearly half of the New Testament, as well as establishing churches all over Asia Minor and parts of the world that had been untouched by the gospel at that time of his life. God says to us in Romans 11:29 that the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. The J.B. Phillips translation of that scripture reads this way: "For once they are made, God does not withdraw his gifts or his calling." The Amplified Version says it this way: "For God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. He never withdraws them once they are given, and he does not change his mind about those to whom he gives his grace or to whom he sends his call." Have you discovered your call from God, your purpose in God? I'm encouraging you this week to study with me the gifts of God that are listed throughout the New Testament, the spiritual gifts and the ministry gifts that God has placed in individuals in the body of Christ, in order that you might discover your purpose. The gifts of God are those things which are the supernatural empowerment, or you could say the supernatural enablement, or I like to call them the supernatural equipment that God provides for you to be able to fulfill his calling on your life. And the calling that you have is the purpose that you have from God. What is your life's purpose? You may be a cashier in a grocery store as your vocation or as your current job, but that's not your purpose any more than tent making was Paul's purpose in life. No, that was his momentary career, and yet he had a greater calling which he pursued while he also made tents on the side. You may be in a similar situation as Paul is, where you have to work at a job for a living, and yet you know in your heart that is not your calling. God has a specific calling for you, wants you to discover it, and in doing so, though you may continue to work in a secular employment situation, you can have the fulfillment God wants you to have by stepping into the calling of God on your life. We're going to discover together through the scriptures the various spiritual gifts and ministry gifts that God has deposited in people in the body of Christ so that you can determine and take a hold of the calling God has for you specifically. Every Christian has a calling from God. 2 Peter 1:10 tells us, "Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you." Make certain about it. You need to know in your heart that no matter where you are in life today, God has a specific call and he has specifically chosen you for a divine purpose. Hebrews 3:1 says this: "Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling." All Christians are partakers of a heavenly calling. God has a heavenly or spiritual purpose for your life that you may yet to have walked in. Ephesians 1:18 tells us, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling." When you know your calling or your purpose in God, it gives you great hope. It gives you great joy. It gives you motivation in life. Whereas, if you do not know your calling or your purpose, and you are simply trudging through life, trying to get the bills paid, trying to take care of the necessities of life, there's not a lot of hope in your life or joy in your life, and you're simply trying to survive from day to day. God wants you to understand what is the hope of His calling on your specific life. We are going to examine over the next 2 weeks the spiritual gifts that are outlined in the Word of God. And the Scriptures tell us that every single person, every Christian, has been given a specific gift of God. 1 Peter 4:10 says, "As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." Are you aware of your gifts? And if you are you employing them? Are you putting them to work? Are you serving one another with these gifts through the manifold grace of God? That's what God wants you to do. And when you do it, when you walk in them, there is such joy. There's such fulfillment. There's such a feeling of satisfaction that you're doing the very will of God for your life. 1 Corinthians 12:4 says, "There are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit." Your gift may be completely different from your neighbor's or even from your spouse's, and yet the gifts of God are from the Spirit of God. So of the same Spirit, there are a variety of gifts. We're going to talk about the spiritual gifts. There's revelation gifts, there's utterance gifts, there's the power gifts, which are the gifts of miraculous variety. And then there are other ministry gifts, including the gift of mercy, the gift of practical service or helps, the gift of encouragement or exhortation. And there's also the gift of giving. There are people who are supernaturally anointed by God to be givers. Now, everyone's called to be a giver, but there are people who have a supernatural gifting in this area that is above and beyond the norm. There are people who have a supernatural anointing for mercy or compassion. We're all called to have compassion, to show mercy, but there are people who are supernaturally motivated in the area of mercy. And that gifting will enable them to walk in their calling. Perhaps God's true calling on someone's life is to run a homeless ministry or feed the poor or work with orphans. Someone who is anointed with the gift of mercy will have the supernatural endowment to do that type of work without getting burned out. Because that type of work, if you're doing it in the natural and not in the power of God, will quickly exhaust your personal resources and emotional energy. But someone who walks in their gifting, whether it be mercy or giving or practical service or encouragement, they are not exhausted by using their gifts. They're actually energized when they use their gifts. But it's vital for you to recognize and understand and have a revelation from God what specific gifting God has placed inside of you, because that gifting will be a clue about your calling or your purpose in life from the Lord. Let me make this observation to you from the Word of God, that the gifts that God does place in His people are not representative of the person, they are representative of God Himself. In other words, some people make the mistake that thinking that they have a specific gift, that that's reflection of them. No, when God gives a gift, it's a reflection of Him. We need to make sure that we are not taking credit for something that was a gift from God. 1 Corinthians 4:7 says, "What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?" In other words, everything that you have is a gift from God, but specifically spiritual or ministry gifts came from God, and we are not to boast about them or have an arrogant or prideful attitude as if that gift was something from ourselves. A spiritual gift is something we receive from God and not from ourselves. God deserves all the glory for the outworking of any spiritual gift. So it's very important to recognize that and to keep a godly perspective on any gifting that God has placed in you, that you don't become prideful over it, but instead you give all the glory to God. One other thing that we should keep in mind as we're talking about giftings is that sometimes you may observe people who have very strong giftings from God in a certain area. And this specific spiritual gift, though it may be quite dramatic or dynamic, maybe a prophetic gift or a gift of healing or working of miracles, one thing that you need to recognize from the scripture is that God says his gifts are irrevocable, or he doesn't take them back once he gives them. This means that even a person perhaps who is having some moral failure may still have a gift operating in their life. Their gift is not necessarily taken away immediately. So do not assume that though you may observe a strong gifting in a person, that this is a stamp of approval from God of their character or their maturity level. And so it is the same for each of us. Don't think because you have a special gift from God that it's God's stamp of approval on your character. No, it's a reflection of God's character, and we need to make sure our character is lined up with his. That's all the time we have for today, but join me tomorrow as we continue looking into the scriptures about the giftings and the calling of God. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.